John, what are your thoughts on that performance this afternoon?
I'd rather not say. If I said, tell you what I think, it'll be bleeped out. You do all the hard work last week, and then you just piss in the wind, basically, with a performance like that. And it's not good enough. Too many players came here today thinking the 2 points were already in the ledger. And it's disrespectful to Swinton, and they got what they deserved, in all honesty. It wasn't good enough how they mentally prepared themselves for the challenge today. How they can go from nilling Batley, nilling Widnes, to conceding 34 points, I just don't know. But they've done that. They've managed to do that.
Does it hurt you?
Well, I think it's apparent. It's hurting me, yeah. Because there's too much hard work gone into it to just throw it away. You know, we'd played our way back into contention for playoff places, and then they did the best to play the way out. So you've got to ask the question, do we want to win something, or do we just want to play week in, week out for Bradford Bulls and be comfortable doing that in the mid-championship? I don't want to be a mid-championship team. I want to be a team that's challenging for the top spot and for promotion to get into Super League. And that's the question that will be posed tomorrow and Tuesday when we really review this in depth.
Did you get any indication prior to kick-off, John?
Yes, yes. If you look at my tip sheet, at the bottom of the tip sheet said, be ready, and they weren't. And that was apparent. 16 points after 15 minutes, you're always then behind the black ball. And, once you give a team a lead like that, they get excited, they get buoyed up, the sense of the shock on the cards. And that's what happened.
In terms of a point, John, obviously you're going to feel like it's definitely a point loss then.
No, the way we played, it's a point gamed. If I was Stuart Little, I'd feel it was a point lost. Because, you know, they played the better rugby today. They had more desire, more determination, and that's what hurts me a great deal. You know, the fact we came here, being Billy big time, expecting the 2 points to be on the ledger without working for it. Didn't happen.
Clearly you're frustrated and hurt, John, but you've still scored 6 tries and 34 points and overcome two.
But that's not my team. I don't believe... And you let them score 34 and we'll score 35. That's rubbish. That's not rugby league. I believe when we've got the ball, we play well. When they've got the ball, we play well. Well, we played well with the ball, but we didn't play well without the ball. So they'll be bashing each other this week. So they better get ready for it.
Ethan Ryan had to come off in that yep. First half. Is there any update?
He's got a knee injury at the minute, so we'll have to assess him with regard to that. I think there's more wounded pride than anything else today.
And that's obviously going to be your key focus this week, John.
Well, the key focus will be looking back at this on Monday and Tuesday. And, it ain't very good to look at. I mean, I know I've watched enough rugby league games to see what ain't very good. And especially that first 15 minutes, we were absolutely abysmal. And it was right across the board that I think there's a handful of players who can come off there and feel happy. The rest... It was all, I'll let somebody else win this game for me. You know, I won't really push myself out of my comfort zone. I'll let somebody else win. It doesn't happen like that. Rugby league doesn't happen like that. And when you disrespect opponents, as I feel we did, you get that, and we deserved it.
It were 30 points to 28, John. We were about 10, 15 minutes to go. We were sort of half expecting it to come together with the numerical advantage with Richard Lepore sent off.
Well, we let them pour through our middle. And that's my point. Some guys like playing with the ball, but they're not so keen when they haven't got the ball. So anybody who wants to see what was wrong with our team today, watch that last try when there were some woeful efforts that just let them pour through and score underneath the posts.
Regarding team selection for York next week, is it fair to say, John, that everybody's place is going to be up for scrutiny?
It certainly will. We'll be looking at the reserve team. We'll see who's played well in that. We'll look at that mob and we'll see who's played well in that. And we'll come up with a team we'll attempt to go to York and win.
In terms of that reserve game, Rhys Evans, I believe, did the full 80.
He did, yes, he did. And Ash Gibson did, which is plus points. Yes, it is.